Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Frazier. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Gastel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Gastel and he is safe. Avila steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Avila moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Francona reaches second base with a double. Niemann moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is hit by the pitch. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Francona moves to third. There goes Gastel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Miranda moves to second. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Miranda scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-1 in the game. Gardner is hit by the pitch. White moves to second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Frazier. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-1 in the game. Frazier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Francona moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gastel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Art Houdeman now pitching. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Gastel goes all the way around to score. Miranda moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miranda. The slide. Averill applies the tag. Miranda is out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-1 in the game. Woodling is hit by the pitch. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Frazier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frazier scores. Francona moves to third. It's 9-1, Orioles. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Averill to Avila covering second. The throw back to home, and Francona is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby scores. Carrasquel moves to second. It's 9-2, Orioles. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Averill moves to second. It's 9-3, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Avila moves to third. It's 9-4, Orioles. Mike Fortnelli's now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Orioles. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Orioles. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gastel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Miranda strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fortnelli's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelli's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Hal Brown now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Busby scores. Two outs. It's 9-8, Orioles. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Frazier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gastel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale strikes out. Averill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hale out. Two outs. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Frazier hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. George Kell now playing first base. Jim Pyburn now playing center field. Tito Francona now playing right field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill bunts towards first. Kell scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Carrasquel scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's Orioles, 9, Indians, 9. George Strickland pinch runs for Dale Mitchell. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to third. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 9. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-9, Orioles. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-9, Orioles. Tom Gastel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gastel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gastel strikes out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Miranda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. George Kell now playing third base. Dick Williams now playing first base. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pyburn. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Rosen scores. It's Orioles, 11, Indians, 11. Kenny Kuhn pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Busby bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Kuhn moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuhn moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill is walked intentionally. Preston Ward pinch hits for Reynarlski. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Orioles will come to bat. Preston Ward now playing first base. Don Mossy now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Tom Gastel. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Indians 11. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosen. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Rosen steals second. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Busby is walked intentionally. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Busby moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Baltimore Orioles, 11. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.